Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hey friends, happy Thursday. Oh my goodness, it is the Thursday post the She Did It Her Way Summit, our first summit in person in Chicago. And it was absolutely amazing. So all of you quote-unquote badass bitches, as Rachel likes to say, one of the attendees, thank you guys so much for coming to Chicago, spending your time, energy, and investing your resources into the summit and just taking that time out for you and to invest in your business. Thank you guys so much. And in today's podcast episode, what I want to cover is go over some of the things that I've learned, lessons. I want to reflect on the whole process and what the next steps look like moving forward. Also, too, if you weren't able to make it in person, you can always check out the virtual summit by heading to shedidithherwaypodcast.com/summit. And then from there, you can purchase the virtual edition, in which I actually just finished adding PowerPoints this morning. So if you did purchase the virtual edition, all the goodies have been uploaded. So you can certainly take advantage of that right now. Again, I don't know how long the virtual edition will be available for. It might be the end of November or the end of December. I'm not 100% sure. So if you're thinking about it, definitely take advantage of that ASAP. Okay, so getting into, let's start with, well, first of all, let me tell you guys, after the event that Sunday, Shauna, who was one of the speakers, we went and got massages, and it was the most amazing thing ever. And I'm going to try to stay focused with this podcast interview, but I'm not going to lie. There are so many things coming to my brain at once that it's a little bit overwhelming. And so I did write out my thoughts prior to this solo cast just to be able to recap it in some sort of streamline way. But please bear with me as I go through this, because I'm sharing things about what I learned about putting on a in-person event, how putting the event on has actually shaped my business and really helped me figure out what it looks like moving forward. And then just ultimately connecting with listeners and being able to meet all of you guys who attended the event in person. Like, to me, that's so special. And that's definitely something where I generate my energy from. And so I'm super excited. So I first want to start off with, what did I want to accomplish when I set out to do the event? And there's a handful of things that I wanted to accomplish and why I did the event. And one was, I wanted to create an environment for women to connect and grow with other women, especially in this environment and day and age where there's so many online courses, there's so many things that we can take advantage from an online perspective, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. I just know for me that I love being in person and actually connecting physically with another human being and interacting and learning more about them. So wanted to connect with other women and create that environment. Again, meet listeners in person, which that definitely happened. And I gotta say, you guys, when you showed up Friday night, like, I had these cards written as conversation starters in the event, because in the event that maybe conversations weren't easily fluid, or, you know, some people are more shy or more timid and not necessarily as extroverted to go out and just start chatting with people. And so I had cards lined up in the event that took place. But I can tell you, when you guys started showing up Friday night, I was just with this big smile, and immediately, as strangers, you guys connected with each other. And I didn't have to do anything except just provide the food and the drinks. And that just speaks volumes to you guys. And that was amazing. Another reason why I set out to put an event on is because I wanted to test it and actually see what would happen if I hosted an in-person event, to test and iterate and figure out, like, do people actually want in-person events? Are in-person events dead, or are they still alive? And I can definitely tell you, after this weekend, guys, they are alive and kicking. There is a pulse underneath that, and I'll talk more about that in the upcoming moments. And then I set out hosting an event that had tactical and practical takeaways that was really important for me because I knew that you guys were coming and people attending or even the virtual summit, right? You are actually investing your time, energy, and resources. And so if you're going to invest in your business, you want to see an ROI, whether that's ultimately, you want to see the ROI where you're ultimately driving profits in your business and confidently walk away having learned something new. I can tell you guys, like, I was so impressed. We went from 9:30 in the morning all the way till 5:30 p.m. to when we had our champagne toast. Everyone was engaged. Everyone stayed the entire time. People were not on their phones. Like, I had never seen this at any event that I've either attended or put on. Like, everyone was engaged. And I give that up to the attendees and the speakers and the coaches at the event. So awesome job, you guys. And then the other thing for what I want to accomplish is I know that I had a specific like target market that I was going after. The gal who was on the cusp of starting her business, whether she was in corporate America or she had recently already launched her business and she's within a first year of it, whether she's on her own or she's doing it in parallel with her full-time business. And so that the event, again, you guys from the attendees perspective, you came from Chicago, California, Atlanta, Texas, South Carolina, New York, Colorado, Wisconsin, Washington, and so blown away by everything overall, how it went. And I had people, it was this weird experience. Like, it felt like this big thing that I had envisioned to happen. And it was finally here that I was a little bit numb to it, to be honest, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, is this really happening? And one of the things that I thought to myself during the event was, oh, should I be as the host? Like, should I be more present? Should I be up on stage? Or like, am I interacting enough with the attendees? And then I was like, wait a second, no. Everything's fine because I'm doing for me what aligns in how I want to show up. And I'm going to get back to this point in just a moment, but a couple of people and friends had come to me and after the event and they're like, we know how hard you worked and how like amazing and time energy you put into this. And while yes, there was a ton of time and ton of energy, it honestly didn't feel like that hard of a work. And it's not to discount the time and energy invested. It is to say that I firmly believe when you're doing something that aligns and is in the path of the next steps of what you're supposed to be doing with your business currently and where it's going, it doesn't feel like work. And I know what it's like to feel like I'm hitting my head against the wall because I am actively and physically making a choice to go one direction, even though I keep the door keep shutting and I keep banging my head against the wall. And it's different from when you reach a hurdle that you have to learn and move through. So there's a difference between learning something that's hard and difficult and moving through it to get you to where you want to go versus doing something and constantly banging your head against the wall. And putting this event on, everything came together so organically within 3 months and selling tickets and getting sponsors, then the speakers and finding them that like, I can't explain it. And it's one of those things that I definitely can say though, that when you're doing something that aligns with what you should be doing, it doesn't feel like work. And that was really, really eye-opening for me throughout the entire process. And so some of the things that I learned about myself and the business for She Did It Her Way through this experience of the summit is going back to when I first mentioned doing an in-person event to some people, they were curious as to why I wanted to do an in-person event versus an online product outright, because you can scale an online product faster, obviously. Or when I say faster, I mean theoretically you can scale an online product because, right, you create it once and then you can just repeat, and your overhead doesn't incrementally go up and you're not paying for space to host your event. You're not paying for food and all the printout because it's electronically. So in that theory, you can scale faster. I also learned that sometimes you have to do the unscalable things in order to see and learn how to scale later. And so what I mean by that is like scaling an event, an in-person event, is different than scaling an online product. But what I have taken away from doing the in-person event is actually helping me, again, set up and figure out how I want to structure She Did It Her Way. And that's not to say that I won't outright offer an online product in the future. What I have found is that by offering an online product through an in-person event is more aligned with me and the goals that I'm trying to accomplish. And while that may shift in the future, right now, doing the in-person and allowing the virtual summit to come after feels more, just feels right for me and what I can offer to you guys as an audience as you're building your business. And then again, like I said, it really allowed me to see the product offering. And so it's very clear to me that one of the things moving forward is doing two in-person events every year, or hopefully the year the plan is in 2018, is to do two events, one in the spring and one in the fall. So save the date for April 2018. And there'll be more information coming out at the tail end of the year. But allowing me to say, okay, if I'm doing an event in April 2018 and October of 2018, what does the calendar look like leading up to it? And then how can I systematize and automate and build in my entire 2018 year calendar? And to be honest, like before this past weekend, I really struggled with finding like, okay, what are my product offerings? What do I want to do? What does this look like? Like, how can I get into flow? And that's why I can't stress enough that if you are in the beginning stages, it's really just testing and iterating and figuring out what works, what feels right, what doesn't, what's going to be the most impactful for your audience or your customer base, and then being able to go from there. Because if you don't test it and you don't go out and be curious about what would happen if I do X, Y, and Z, then you will find yourself being stuck with that. I do want to take a moment to give a shout out to the partner for this podcast episode, which is RX Bars or X Bar. But if you guys were attending the summit, you actually got to have a little taste of what an RX bar tastes like. And they are the No BS bar. They come in 11 delicious flavor varieties. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. And you've heard me talk about them before on the podcast. I absolutely love them. And I know that every time I eat them before or after a workout or for an afternoon pick-me-up, I'm not putting any sort of terrible ingredients in my body. In fact, they're whole ingredients, which is amazing. And they just got bought out by Kellogg for $600 million, which is fantastic. And just goes to show, if you put your mind to it, when they initially launched, I believe it was 2013 or 14, and they took the owners and the founders, the two co-founders, took a chance on it. And now their product just got acquired by a large brand. So never give up on your business or your product idea. But if you guys have never tried them, you must. And what you can do is you can get 25% off your first purchase if you head to rxbar.com/herway and make sure you enter promo code herway at checkout for 25% off your first order. Okay, now at the tail end or the end of the podcast, the last piece of the podcast, I want to talk about next steps and what I really learned, even more so through this from a behind the scenes standpoint. The She Did It Her Way Summit came together in less than 3 months, and that was it's a very quick turnaround to put on an event, and I do believe it was a successful event based on what people were saying and how many people showed up to it, and also the content and the speakers and coaches who were there as well. One of the biggest things that not even just what happens before the event, but also what happens after the event. So this week, a lot of things have been popping up that I wasn't prepared or didn't even necessarily realize or was aware that would be a task that I would need to do. And because you're so focused on things that happen before the event, especially the week of, that it's a little bit crazy. And then the event happens and your energy is so high. And I prepared myself to take it easy on Monday and then dive back into things on Tuesday. But there were just so many areas where I know now going into April's event that I can set systems in place and really leverage a tool called Asana to build that out from collecting information from speakers, reaching out to sponsors in a methodical way and capturing information, everything to the ticketing process for you guys. So I went through Eventbrite this past time, and Eventbrite, it was great for the first go around, but there were definitely some reworking things that I had to do and following up, where in the future, now that I know and have that experience, I can actually create a more streamlined process for those people who are registering for the event. I can automate the emails for people when they register for the event, leading up to the event. I can also build, again, when I was talking about that calendar, now I can look at and say, okay, if I know the event is going to be in April, which will probably be the 21st in April, just throwing that out there, I can back up and say, okay, what does the calendar look like? When do I need to do a call for speakers? When am I going to close that call for speakers? When am I going to launch and say, here are the tickets that you can purchase. Here's the outline. Here are the speakers. And then so I can start to build in that timeline, which will then help me look ahead, which will then allow me to start executing and being more proactive instead of reactive, where this time it was a lot of reactiveness and sometimes, again, like I said, last minute things where I'm like, oh shoot, okay, I need to send that email, I need to do this. And now I can look at and say, okay, how do I want to automate and systematize that process, even following up post the event, making sure writing out all the thank yous to the sponsors prior to the event happening so that it's not a task that I'm leaving until after the event. Making sure I follow up with final communication with all parties involved on making sure we're clear and what time people are arriving, when are we doing what, and how things are moving along, especially for the day of as well. And another thing that I learned too is even after the event this past weekend, making sure that scheduling in what I thought I scheduled in Monday to take it easy and Sunday I got a massage. But I realized like I had a lot of social events the week following the summit. And even that, like I could tell it had my energy was definitely different just because I was coming off such of a high. And so really understanding like what is it for you after, I mean, even the attendees and like people attending the event, you spend an entire day learning this content, like knowing yourself and creating that space for you to recoup and recharge to be able to give that back and get your energy. Now, in the future, what I'm excited about is that as I move forward, I totally intend to share with you guys the behind the scenes of building out the business, helping you guys see and follow along of what that looks like and what I'm up to and what I'm doing from a content standpoint and how I'm marketing it. And I do feel that one of the things in the past 6 months, I can definitely look back and see a tremendous growth spurt, if you will, that from 6 months ago to where and how I'm feeling right now is completely different. And so I want to do a solo cast on that experience in addition to the experience of, let's say you're an independent contractor, you're an instructor, but you also want to know that you want to build another business on the side that ultimately doesn't necessarily require you to be there. And so even that transition and leap from being a independent contractor, exchanging your time for money, and then building out something on the side that definitely takes time. And when you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to, like, is it ever going to catch, in the sense that am I going to ever find relief? And that was something that I really felt within the past 6 months during this time period, even the past 3 months is when I feel like it caught and I found relief. And I feel like all the seeds that I've been sowing since the launch of the podcast are now I can reap what I sow, even if it's just a little bit. And it's that little success and that little glimmer of hope that really motivates and drives me to continue moving forward. And I feel like that story and that experience might be beneficial to some of the listeners out there as well. If you're finding yourself like, oh my gosh, when is it going to catch? And like, how much longer am I doing this? Or like, can I hang on much longer? Definitely want to talk about that in a solo cast because I feel like I'm not the only one who's experienced that as well. But that is all I have for the solo cast this week. I'm going to do another solo cast this coming Monday about burnout and being a hot mess and how sometimes it's actually good for you to be a hot mess so you can learn what you need and systems to set in place so that moving forward, you no longer have to be a hot mess. So stay tuned for that. And if you're still interested, make sure you check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com/summit to get access to all the content, PowerPoints, and material from the summit last weekend. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day and weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.